Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on 630 CHED.
The Memorial Cup about to get underway in Kamloops. The Blazers taking on Quebec. They just had a couple members of the military rappel down from the rafters at the Sandman Center. So that's game one tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, Peterborough against Seattle. In baseball tonight, Blue Jays and Twins. Jays have the lead 3-0. That is in the bottom of the fourth. Elks tomorrow, 12:30 countdown to kickoff here on 630 CHED. Game at 2 as they play a preseason game against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The NHL's Western Conference Final will resume and possibly end tomorrow night with Vegas home to Dallas. If Vegas wins, game one of the Stanley Cup Final will be Wednesday. If Dallas wins the game tomorrow, then game one of the Cup Final will be next Saturday, June 3rd. Again, all Stanley Cup Final games live right here on 630 CHED. So the Stanley Cup will be presented on these very airwaves. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Reed Wilkins with you. My good buddy Cam Moon on the other end of the Certainty Hotline. Mooner, how's your Friday night?
It's going pretty good. You're hurting for guests, eh? It's come to this.
It has come to this, Mooner. You and me on a Friday night. That's how it was meant to be.
Well, you knew I wasn't going to be doing anything.
Well, I don't know. There's no baseball for you to go to yet in the River Valley?
Not yet. It's coming soon. Can't wait.
When do they start?
Early June.
Okay. Yeah, so we're almost there.
We're almost there. I am looking forward to it. Last summer was wonderful. They start on the road. So their first home game is on the 13th of June.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Before we dive into some hockey stuff, cause I want to talk Oilers with you and I want to talk about the Memorial Cup as well. Okay. For fun today, cause I'm going to the Edmonton Stingers game on Sunday. And the Stingers and the Canadian Elite Basketball League overall have been a success story. They're into year five. They've expanded. They've solidified ownership. It's fun to watch. And as you know, sometimes these teams that aren't the NHL or the CFL don't last very long. So they've done well. So I listed off. So this is the list we have from myself and from the listeners. Minor pro sports teams that no longer exist in Edmonton. And I've been asking our listeners, who do you miss the most and why, or do you have a story about the team or going to a game? Drillers, Skyhawks, Trappers, Cracker Cats, Capitals, FC Edmonton, Energy, Chill, Rush, Aviators, Brickman, Roadrunners, Chimos, Sled Dogs, Eagles, and Flyers.
Whoa. That's a list.
What about you?
Am I picking my favorite?
Yeah, just some or one you remember going to. Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's not even close. It's Trappers by a lot.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
It has to be. I went to so many games with my dad at old Ducey Park when it was Ducey Park, or before that when it was called Renfrew Park.
Right.
I went to a lot of games, and I've always loved baseball. I always will love baseball, but there was something about the River Valley, summertime, and we didn't know how good we had it, Reed. Let's be honest. If you went to Trapper games as a kid or as an adult, I think we took it for granted because it was here for as long as it was. So what were they, started in 81 or 82 and they're here till what, 2004? To have AAA baseball in our city is incredibly fortunate. And you look at it now, there's no AAA baseball in Canada. There's a single A team in Vancouver and that's it. There's an independent team in Quebec City. And there was an independent team in Ottawa, but I'm not sure if there still is. And there's an independent team in Winnipeg, but that's about it for minor pro baseball in Canada. We were very lucky. We got to see amazing players come through here. And I know they had different affiliations over the years, but I think the longest, and I could be wrong, but I think the longest affiliation was with the California Angels. So I remember so many players that I would go watch, and then I would see them, you know, a year or two down the road play for the Angels. So I thought that was special that we got to see all those players. And then the visiting teams, of course, you got to see a lot of future Major League ball players. And it was our little park down in the River Valley. I mean, Remax is really fancy and nice now, and the Riverhawks get to play in a great venue. But back then, going to those games and watching those on a hot summer night, usually hot, sometimes not, but whatever, didn't matter. it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and you nailed it. And I was saying that to Kellen earlier. I wonder if anybody could name all the Trappers affiliates in order. I'm sure there's some baseball aficionado that could do it. But they did have the California Angels the longest, from 83 to 92. Then they had the Angels again when they were the Anaheim Angels from 99 to 2000. But most of the deals after 92 were two-year deals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, well, they had the A's from 95 to 98. So that was probably 95, 96. So,
okay.
So probably four or two-year deals. But
And weren't they Chicago White Sox the first year?
Yes, 81, because that's when Kittle was here. That's the first guy. I remember. Is it Ron Kittle? I believe he set the AAA home run record as a Trapper. And then won Rookie of the Year next year with the White Sox in 83.
Exactly.
Yes.
And eventually played for the Yankees and was really good. And that is, you know, when they start, that was like in the first year, and you see this guy soon thereafter being a star in the majors, and we got to watch him on a nightly basis here. That's when you knew it was, we were very lucky. It was very special. And I would say, baseball fans in Vancouver and Calgary would say the same thing when there were three teams in the PCL, where the Calgary Cannons and the Vancouver Canadians. Like, we were incredibly fortunate. That's never coming back, and I understand why from a business point of view, but we were very lucky to have what we have.
Yeah, I think... I mean, a lot of these other teams were fun. They did well. But in terms of the caliber, and you had players on the way up as opposed to... And nothing. I mean, look, pro sports is pro sports. But now, having said that, there have been guys out of the CEBL get a look in the NBA, including Xavier Moon, right, who was with the Stingers. So maybe that's the best league we've had since AAA baseball. Some former Trappers include, as we talked about, Ron Kittle, Tim Salmon. He was a great player. Devon White, who then was a significant member of the Blue Jays. He stands out. Lee Stevens was here. Kirk McCaskill. There's a whole bunch of guys. I think Bert Blylevin might have been here.
Yeah.
I don't know for
Dante
very long.
Bichette wasn't Bo Bichette's
Dante Bichette
here?
Did come through. Hubie Brooks. I forgot about him. I just found a list of guys. David Eckstein. He was good.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Oh, did I say Wally Joyner? I mean, he'd be a top five all-time Trapper. So yeah,
exactly. Wally Joyner was. I remember when Moose Stubing was the manager.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's
I
amazing.
Moose Stubing. Yeah.
Jason Giambi as well, gentlemen.
Right?
As well.
Yeah.
Did
Wally Joyner win an MVP?
He won. Yeah, he won something.
No, he didn't.
He won something. Did he win like a rookie? I thought Wally Joyner won something.
Well, he was pretty darn good, though. He should have won something.
Sure. Exactly.
he should have won something. He was a good player. All right. Cam Boone hopping on the show tonight. Memorial Cup's underway. Quebec and Kamloops. I know it's a short term, but you're probably irritated I'm going to ask this. You got a favorite in this four-team field?
Well, I watched some of the Q final, and I watched some of the O final. So I have a snippet of information on those teams. So it's hard to say when you don't watch. Like, I've watched Seattle this year multiple times, and I've watched Kamloops multiple times. So I have a bit of a read on those teams. So I don't know that I can say with certainty. Like, I wouldn't run to the betting window with my information here, is what I'm saying. But Seattle's got to be right up there. I know the WHL hasn't won since the Oil Kings won it. And it's been, you know, a long haul here. But I look at that Seattle team and that lineup. And you know, they just won the WHL championship, and deservedly so. But when you have that kind of depth, and I think they're pretty healthy. I mean, who really knows? But with the depth that Seattle has, they've got to have as good a chances any. I mean, Cameron's the home team, and they had a very good team this year, too. They went to the Western Conference Final. They lost to Seattle, but no shame in that. I mean, and they're at home, and they've just been able to take that last round off and get completely healthy. But I don't know. I look at that Seattle team, and I think they'll be a tough out.
How do you, as someone who covered Major Junior for a long time, and what you called the one Memorial Cup, you called the Memorial Cup the Rebels won, you called the one they hosted, right?
Yeah.
So, but then you have a year like last year when St. John is out in the first round in the queue, changes their coach for the Memorial Cup, breaks in the U Sports guy, and wins the Memorial Cup. And they're going to be remembered as, you know, 50 years from now, nobody's going to know how it happened. Well, that was the best team in junior hockey. Like, how does that get processed and received within the ranks of Major Junior?
Okay, well, if you go over the course of time since they've gone to this format, and it has been a very long time where they've had a host team.
Yes.
It started in the very late 70s, early 80s. Usually the best team wins. You know what I mean? So a team that loses out in the first round, they don't normally win this thing. Yes, it does happen. And yes, it's a bit of an outlier. They try to do it that when you set up the host team, that you know they're going to be pretty good. You know, they're going to be a competitive club. Your Red Deer hosted. They lost out in the Eastern Conference Final. So they went three rounds. Same with Kamloops this year. They went three rounds. Those are good teams. So you're right in the mix. You're into the Final Four. So it's legitimate. And those years, like the year Red Deer hosted, they didn't win the tournament. They lost in the semifinal. London Knights won it with Matthew Tkachuk. So I would say for the most part, the best team usually wins this thing. And I would also say, it's important, I think it's important for the teams that win their three respective leagues to celebrate that. If you win the OHL championship, you should celebrate the fact that you won the OHL championship. That's four rounds of best of sevens that it's difficult. It's very hard to do. And the fact that you go to a tournament like this, where now it's no longer best of sevens, and if you lose the first game, you better win the second game. Otherwise, you're looking at being ousted quite early. So the pressure really cranks up, and only one team's going to win it anyway. I think it's important to celebrate those league championships. This year, I mean, Kamloops is in as a host team. I think they're a legitimate club that will be, you know, right in the mix with those three league champions. So it's not perfect, the format. It's not perfect, but I understand why it is that way. And it's that way so you can sell tickets and then you can make sure you have a full building because you have a host team and you've had it. You know it's going to be there. And because you have the host team, ticket sales are going to be better. This thing in Kamloops, all the games are going to be full. Well, all the tickets will be sold. It was the same thing in Red Deer, and that's important. So, yeah, I understand it's not a perfect format, but it seems to work.
All right. Good answer, Mooner.
Okay, well, I'm trying hard here. Yeah,
you're doing a great job.
I'm digging deep on a Friday night.
Joining us tonight, Inside Sports on 630 Chat. I know you had an extended appearance with Stoff yesterday on Oilers Now. You'll be on his show and mine throughout the summer, your schedule permitting, of course, and your fee allowing it. But
$3.99.
You're very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The free $3.99 and open every night. Yeah. I'll see if I can swing it. But yeah,
that's incredible. First of all, Stanley Cup final will include the Florida Panthers. I brought this up with other guests, so I'll just throw it to you this way.
Sure.
The Calgary Flames, like it's going to be interesting because they're so closely linked with Florida because of that trade now. And then if you look at the overall standings, Calgary actually finished ahead of Florida. And Calgary's season is considered a disaster. And Florida might win the Stanley Cup. It's like, is this just proof again? Just make the tournament? Or like, what do you think, seeing what the Panthers have done?
Well, yeah. And if Pittsburgh didn't lose that game to Chicago late, Florida wouldn't even have got in. Like, the margins are thin. And I said this to Bob yesterday on the show. The margins are like wafer thin once you get down to this part of the tournament, especially that, you know, maybe your goalie gets hot or somebody gets on a bit of a run where they're really feeling it, whatever it takes that puts you over the top. And that's the biggest difference I see from junior to the NHL. And junior, a team that barely gets into the playoffs, yeah, they're probably losing in the first round. They're not going to the league final. They're just not. They never do. Because the margins are wider. There's a bigger discrepancy between the really good teams and then the middle of the pack teams. Whereas in the NHL, the difference between a team that, you know, finishes, say, seventh in the conference to a team that finishes first or second, there's not a big gap there. So if a goalie gets hot, like Sergei Bobrovsky was having an amazing playoff, even though he didn't start the playoffs on the ice, he can take them a long way. And you've got a guy like Matthew Tkachuk playing out of his mind. And, you know, good for him. Like, that's amazing. That's going to be tough. It'd be tough for I understand Calgary fans would be frustrated in that their team didn't make the playoffs, even though they had more points in Florida, and seeing the success of Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, for that matter, in Florida. But it's thin. Like, there's not a big difference here.
What do you think of what Adin Hill has been able to do?
Oh, if you had told me, Reed, going into the playoffs, that Adin Hill would have his team on the brink of a Stanley Cup final, that Adin Hill was going to get him there, I would have said no chance. And yet here he is. That's a credit to him. He's played really well. He's worked incredibly hard to put himself in that position. You look at what Vegas has done with their, well, they had five different goaltenders win games for them this year. You know, Adin Hill is, you know, probably fourth on the list of goalies. And here he is having this incredible run and playing just amazing goaltending at this point. So I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think that was a likely scenario. Here it is. That's a credit to the player. It's a credit to the team for having the foresight to acquire him in the off season, but maybe you're going to need him down the line. And as it turns out, they did regular season. And more importantly, here in the playoffs, it's turned out to be a very savvy move by Kelly McCrimmon to bring in Adin Hill, a WHL graduate with the Portland Winterhawks.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Mooner, thanks for doing this. Before I let you go, we'll tie this all together. Wally Joyner finished second in American League Rookie of the Year voting in 1986. Do you know who won it that year?
No.
Played for the A's.
Rookie?
Yeah.
86? Yeah. A's. No.
Canseco.
He was a rookie in 86?
33 home runs, 117 RBIs, stole 15 bases, only batted .240, but if he made contact, he was probably going a ways.
Wow.
You know who finished third? Here's a blast from the past. Mark Eichhorn of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, baby, I remember Mark Eichhorn.
Went 14-6 with a 1.72 ERA. That's good.
Oh, wow. I like it. Hey, one of these days you can have me in studio or what?
Yeah, whatever you want. I thought you were going to show up tonight, quite frankly. I thought you were just going to roll in. Hey, put me on. Okay.
I was going to, but I've got some stuff to get to here this evening.
Okay.
I actually got something on the cooker.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for keeping you. All right. Thanks, buddy.
No, it's all good, but I'll come in studio.
Yeah, please do. See you, okay. Mooner.
Okay, later.
That is Cam Moo checking in. Play-by-play voice for the Edmonton Oilers on 630 CHED and the Oilers Radio Network. He and Jack Michaels share those duties. And, of course, before joining us, Mooner, the longtime play-by-play voice for the Red Deer Rebels, as Quebec has scored first at the Memorial Cup to take a 1-0 lead on the host Kamloops Blazers. We got to call a quick timeout. It's Inside Sports on CHED.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
Yeah, love a little bit of Fozzie on a Friday night. Hope you're doing great. Elks game tomorrow. I'm going to the Stingers game on Sunday as well. Thanks a lot for tuning in this evening. 780-496-0063. We've been having a little bit of fun here with your favorite now defunct or moved on Edmonton minor pro sports team. Do we have anything else rolling in, Kellen?
Just a lot of memories coming in on their fans' experiences at a lot of these games and that stuff in the past. We've got Robert texting in and says, we rented a minor hockey bus, brought down 18 Bantam players to a Trapper game, and came from Fort Nelson, B.C. Ended up watching a doubleheader. Boys and parents had a great time. We hit the water park, West Edmonton Mall. Most of Bantam hockey players also played baseball. So there you go. That is from Robert.
Oh, cool. Did he say what year that was?
He did not.
Okay, still pretty cool. Where did he say? Fort Nelson?
Fort Nelson, B.C.
Nelson, B.C. I wonder how long of a drive that is. Let me see if I can quickly find that. Fort Nelson to Edmonton.
And while you're doing that, James texted and said that he remembers watching Albert Bell play there. Can't remember who he was playing for at that time.
But the bad boy, Albert Bell.
Yes.
That's about 11 hours driving Fort Nelson to Edmonton. Well, that's cool. That's a really cool story. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Keep those coming in, 780-496-0063. You can give me a call if you feel like it, too. We'll have some more fun with that in the final half hour. A little bit more on the Elks as they get ready for the Bombers tomorrow afternoon. It's Inside Sports on 630 CHED.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.